You're tuned in to Juno, KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Revenge, deceit, murder. My next guests are all here to talk about the play dubbed Shakespeare's Bloodiest. Welcome Leslie Ishii, Irene Martinko, and Katie Jensen. Hi, everybody. Thanks for being here today.
Good. Hi, Shelley. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, it's great
Thank
to be
you.
Here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Leslie, let's start with you. You're the director of Titus Andronicus, The Reading. Tell us a little bit about this notorious play.
Well, it is one of Shakespeare's most popular plays. If we were staging it, which we may do at some point, it has some of the most fights. Therefore, it is, you know, the most action-packed. I love Katie often says, and Irene has mentioned, it's like our Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. This Roman general, Titus Andronicus, who returns home after 10 years of war and brings prisoners in tow, including Tamara, who you'll hear from Katie about, the queen of the Goths, and her three sons. And then, of course, Titus Andronicus has his own family and lineage. And it's one of those plays that when you think of empire, it's about revenge, that retaliation, you know, and all those rivals. So it's the language, it's a reading, but the language is action packed. And we just get into those relationships of revenge. So I'm really excited. It's a talented cast coming together, too.
Excellent.
And Irene is the producer.
Yes,
yeah.
Irene Martinko, you're the producer of this reading. How did the idea come about? What is it about the play that fits this format?
You know, that is such a good question, and it's one we puzzled over for a long time, and we actually ended up polling our audiences because we wanted to know what people in Alaska wanted to see, what they wanted to hear. We knew we were going to do something Shakespeare, but we didn't know beyond that what it would look like. So we did this poll. And I know I expected people to come back with Midsummer Night's Dream, Romeo and Juliet, some of the names that you hear a little more often. Overwhelmingly, people wanted Titus. People really wanted Titus. And I think people get really excited about the blood and the guts and the drama. And it's, you know, it's intense, but it's a whole lot of fun. And I think it'll be a lot of fun to talk about, too.
And Katie Jensen, you play Tamora, and I associate her with some of the unforgettable images of the film version, or the film Titus. It was released about 20 years ago now. What excites you about the role?
What excites me about the role is she's not, she's often portrayed as just pure evil, but she's not. She has this great duality, and she's driven by all the things that she's been captured by the Romans and likely raped several times along with all of her family. Her son is killed right in front of her. And so she takes this being a queen and then being a prisoner and then finds a way within being a prisoner to take control of the entire situation. And to me, that is an absolutely fascinating turn of brain. I said, amazingly smart woman and a beautiful reflection of Queen Elizabeth I, which Shakespeare really modeled a lot of her character after.
I don't care if she is evil. She sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, but she's just so exciting. I don't think that she is pure evil. I think she turns that way because that's her tool. That's all. That's all the tool that she has left, and it poisons her brain.
Got it.
And her soul.
Well, you're usually a stage actor, is that correct?
Yeah.
So, what is it like playing a character as intense as Tamora in a reading?
Well, we're going to find out because this is the first time we're in a new Zoom world. Done some when I, you know, was at school, worked in film, and, you know, did short films and did some film acting, but this is Zoom acting, so this is new. So the difference is you're not able to, as you can see, I'm a gesturing person. You're not able to walk around and do the kind of things and touch the actors. So you have to reach out in other ways with eyes, with your voice, with changes of tone. It still translates. It's just a new normal for us all. And I think it's very exciting, and I'm excited to get together with the whole cast and see what that's going to be like. But yeah, it's scary to be acting and see your own face when you'd rather see the other actor's face.
I haven't quite gotten used to it either. Well, I think you're going to do a great job. You're going to crush the role. So the reading of the play is Saturday, February 20th, 2 p.m., and it features performers from not just Perseverance Theater, but Fairbanks, Shakespeare, and Theater in the Rough as well. So, Leslie, how much fun did you have with that collaboration?
Oh, my gosh. It's been thrilling. It's the first time, actually. We've all known of each other, and I think actors and directors have exchanged working at these various theater organizations, but it's the first time we're coming together to collaborate. I am so excited. We were saying it's an epic afternoon, because what a great gathering of these brilliant artists, these stars of Alaska. It's really exciting. And we're very moved by this opportunity that Play on Shakespeare, an organization that's a national theater and Shakespeare sort of focused organization around Shakespeare and its translations. They've been commissioning translations, if you can imagine, to connect with a more contemporary audience. And so they approached us, and we thought, we can't do this without Theater in the Rough. We can't do this without Fairbanks Shakespeare. So it's been a pleasure to reach out. And the Hitz Foundation, who's connected to Play on Shakespeare, also made it possible. So during these times of COVID, we're just so grateful to be able to keep artists working and to keep our creative juices flowing, because that's what we do. And, you know, Katie mentioned just ways that you reach out over the Zoom waves, if you will. I love it, because we're going back to the power of the voice. We've gotten used to a lot of visuals, which we love, but we're kind of getting back to that primary, that fundamental tool of the artist, which is their voice. So I'm really excited to bring the text of Shakespeare alive with these incredible voices this Saturday.
Wow, that's exciting for me, too, as someone who works in radio. I love to hear that's coming back. So a community conversation will follow the reading of the play, exploring how Alaskans might uniquely interpret this work. And this part of the event is advertised as being as epic as the tale itself. Irene, can you kind of tell us what you're hoping will come out of that conversation?
Absolutely. I think it's what makes me most excited about this project, to have 12 actors who are almost all of them have lived in Alaska or currently live in Alaska, which is a very cool thing. And knowing that, as someone who's not originally from Alaska myself, Alaska is unlike any other place. It's completely and truly unique. And it's such a special place to talk about, with its own unique history, its own unique way of life. And I being able to connect that to text that has survived for this long, has been popular for this long, it really brings something special to it. And I think it'll be a very exciting thing to participate in. And it's great to have a conversation that's completely open to the audience. The audience can participate. We want them to participate. And we hope they get as excited about it as we do, to have these really deep, exciting, interesting conversations about a really bloody Shakespeare play.
It's going to be an interesting conversation, no doubt about that. The interactive Definitely. Element sounds like a nice touch. So Titus Andronicus is being presented as a pay-as-you-can reading and community conversation. Again, it's Saturday, February 20th, 2 p.m. Tickets available at ptalaska.org. Is there anything else that any of you would like to share about the production? Katie, I'll check in with you first.
Oh, I just wanted that it's so fantastic for Perseverance to have reached out to both the Theater and the Rough. We're in our 30th season now, doing Shakespeare and classics, and also with Fairbanks. I've also worked with Fairbanks Shakespeare, and I've been part of PT since 1990. So it's this wonderful this collaboration, but it's the synchronicity that is kind of miraculous. And it's, Leslie, thanks to you for that. But I think that it's something that the community needs and the community wants. And it's healing. And even though it's a bloody play, there are moments of beauty in it. And there are moments of reflection that we will see in that community conversation that are like what's happening now. What happens when you get downtrodden, and what the reaction is rage and violence. And so examining that is going to be pretty interesting, because although this is almost 500 years old, it's still relevant. And the bringing together of these three groups is an exceptional opportunity, and is so very rare, and I think is unique to Juno, and makes us a leader, makes all of us a lead, our Juno arts community, a leader in the nation. And I'm really proud of that. And I'm proud of Leslie and Irene and Tom Robina with Fairbanks Shakespeare. It's just, when I think about it really hard, I cry because I'm so happy.
That's, love it when I can make my guests cry. No, I'm just kidding. No, thank you. What lovely words, Katie. I appreciate that. Katie Jensen's the actor playing Tamora. And then Irene and Leslie, anything else before we say goodbye today?
Just, we look forward to seeing you with us on our Zoom webinar and that platform. Please join us. It'll be an amazing Alaska and national experience.
It really will. I don't want to follow Katie. Those are such beautiful words. So thank you.
Well, thanks to all three of you for bringing something so unique and interesting to Juno and to Perseverance Theater. Well, break a leg this Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being
here.
Thanks so much for being here today.